Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY23 earnings conference call for Aditya Vision Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nikhil Shetty from Nuvama Group. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good day, everyone. On behalf of Nuvama Professional Clients Group, I welcome you all to Q4 and full year FY23 earnings conference call of Aditya Vision Limited. We take this opportunity to thank management of Aditya Vision for giving us the opportunity to host this post-earnings conference call. From the management, we have with us today Mr. Yashovardhan Sinha, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Yosham Vardhan, Director and Strategy Corporate Planning. I now hand over the call to the management to share a brief introduction about the company and highlights of the results, post which we will open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you, and over to you, Sinha sir.
Thank you, Nikhil. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome all the participants to this inaugural earnings call of Aditya Vision. As this is our maiden call, I would like to discuss the journey of Aditya Vision, followed by the strategic updates for FY23. Our investor presentation has been uploaded on the exchange, and we hope you had the opportunity to review it also. Our company, Aditya Vision Limited, was conceptualized in 1999 with a vision to provide the people of Bihar with high-quality electronics products at competitive prices and exceptional customer service. For us, every customer is our guest, and we believe in building a relationship of trust with them, as our tagline symbolizes, "Sambandh Bharose Ka." I'm a first-generation entrepreneur myself, and I have worked with a PSU bank for almost 20 years. Aditya Vision's journey began in 1999 with the establishment of a single showroom in Patna, Bihar, based on a simple yet unique business model. We started expanding in Patna from 2006 to 2013. Thereafter, with improvement in power situation in rest part of Bihar, in 2014, we started expanding out of Bihar, Patna district, in other district headquarters of Bihar. In 2016, when we had 16 showrooms, we came out with an IPO and raised 5.8 crores and got listed on BSE. Since this issue, we have not raised any fund till date. After IPO, we have experienced remarkable growth, and we scaled up to 43 stores till FY2020, and in COVID period of FY2021 and FY2022, when the entire world was in shock and distress, we took this as an opportunity and added 36 stores to reach 79 stores in FY2023. We have expanded our presence to a total 105 stores across the under-penetrated markets of Hindi heartland, Bihar, Jharkhand, and Uttar Pradesh, as was this our strategy. We stayed in Bihar from 1999 to 2021, fortifying and consolidating our presence. Only in FY2022, we entered Jharkhand, where we currently have 17 stores. In end FY2023, we now have entered Eastern UP with 4 stores, taking our total count to 110 stores as on date. In Bihar, specifically as per CRISIL report, we have achieved a significant market share of over 50%. Jharkhand and Eastern UP are contiguous markets with cultural similarities, where Aditya Vision is a familiar name. It offers a large and under-penetrated consumer market and absence of organized competition. Over time, we anticipate that these areas have the potential to be as large as our core Bihar market. Our success can be attributed to our unwavering commitment to a customer-centric approach by prioritizing the need and preferences of our customers, we have been able to understand the requirements better and build a strong relationship with them. This customer-centric focus has resulted in enhanced customer loyalty and retention. We consistently strive to tailor our customer services to meet their specific needs, further solidifying their loyalty and trust in us. This approach not only fosters customer stickiness, but also provides us with the confidence to continue expanding and growing in the future. We take pride in our dedicated customer service call center called Aditya Seva, with a team of over 30 skilled employees addressing the grievances of our customers in the shortest possible time across three states. Our business model focuses solely on pure retailing of products purchased from original equipment manufacturer OEMs, and we do not engage in private labels. We have cultivated long-term partnership with reputed OEMs, allowing us to offer a diverse range of products to our customers. These OEMs not only support us in meeting the needs of our customers, but also offer full support to our store expansion plan. In 2016, the year of our IPO, our revenue was ₹240 crore and PAT was just a mere 1 crore. Since then, we have grown revenue to reach 1322 crore and PAT of ₹64 crore, representing 7-year compounded growth rate of 28% in revenue and 77% in PAT. There were certain queries raised by few investors owing to an article circulated on social media. In our opinion, it is unfortunate that they published it without checking with us, because many of the points raised there could have been easily clarified. Our company has been a very diligent in paying in tax and dues. Our company has already clarified in a letter dated July 3, 2021, which was uploaded to the exchange, that there was just a delay in filing GST return for the period April 2018 to July 2018. Which, as you would appreciate, was the initial phase of GST implementation. The matter was resolved with the filing of return utilizing our input credits alone. We are proud to state that though we are 23 years old company, there is no pending litigation with any statutory government department, not even in any tribunal or any court. We take immense pride in the fact that company has had zero store closure since its inception, including the years of COVID-19 pandemic. On the contrary, we took the pandemic as an opportunity to not only expand, but also undertake a comprehensive revamp of all our existing stores, including addition of new floors and upgrading of air conditioners and other electronic equipment. We also added new floors and revamped our head office. We also migrated to new ERP with latest capabilities of capturing serial numbers for our SKUs at several purchase and sale points, which led to requirement of additional computers, printers, barcode scanners for each store and integrated warehouses in those stores. New laptops are given at various points of need to staff in head office and branches working from home during the pandemic, which resulted in higher gross loss. In FY22, we made inroads in the states of Jharkhand, where we undertook a store opening and hospitality activities on a very large scale, aiming to create a lasting impression on our customers, which makes us irreplaceable by upcoming peers and competition. With rising geographical reach of our company outlets, it's very important for new store openings and celebrations of new achievements with staff as well as customers together. We also celebrate at a grand stage our annual reward and loyalty program, Buy and Win, and widespread its reach at each of our outlets, where we invite and serve all our existing customers, which led to rise in hospitality expenses. And we continue, and we expect to continue to do so. To support our employees during the pandemic, when the stores were closed or operational for limited number of days, we gave them advances, which were now being adjusted against their salary. We also have adjustable advances to landlords for customization of premises, several premises which were under construction during those times, in order to maintain our store growth momentum. We migrated to Ind AS 116 from FY21 and for our company operating in this geography to adapt to new accounting standards took some time. While we adopted Ind AS 116, the principles are new and ever-evolving, and accounting treatments under it are still being clarified with passage of time. To ensure the accuracy of our financial statements and especially impact of Ind AS 116, I'm happy to inform you that Grant Thornton has been engaged by us for computation and implementation of Ind AS 116, as well as for our additional work of review of our overall financial statement of FY 2023. Changes in nature of classification and grouping has been incorporated under their review. The company has reclassified certain amount presented as March 31, 2022. These reclassifications were made to align with the presentation used in the financial statements as of March 31, 2023, in accordance with the Ind AS 11, the statement of cash flows, and the requirements as specified under Schedule 3, Division 2 of the Companies Act 2013. These changes in classification do not impact the total cash flow of the company, but rather affect the allocation of cash flows among operating, investing, and financing activities. We remain deeply committed towards upholding highest standards of corporate governance. In our experience, one of the key reasons for downfall of retail companies has been excessive growth and deteriorating unit economics. Hence, we believe in calibrated expansion along with extreme focus on store-level economics. We ensure we achieve store breakeven within 6 months with a payback period of 3 years. Our stated goal is 150 stores by financial year 2025. We have already opened 5 more stores in FY24 and have already entered into lease agreements for another 20 more stores. We are confident of achieving our target, if not bettering it. Lastly, we believe one of our key pillars of our success is our employees. A company's culture determines its destiny. I personally spend time to ensure we are fostering the right principles and culture in our organization, with the objective of sharing our success and aligning long-term incentives of our employees. We have granted ESOPs to over 300 employees, widely distributed to include not just senior-level executives, but also store managers, cashiers, warehouse and service executives. I'm glad to welcome our two directors appointed on our board today. Mr. Ravindra Jutti, appointed as non-executive independent director, has an illustrious experience of sales, marketing and operations of over 45 years in the Indian consumer electronics and consumer durable industry. He is a respected consumer durable veteran who has worked with Samsung India for 19 years as deputy managing director, where he played a vital role in setting up the brand in India. He has also worked with LG Electronics India Private Limited as Senior Director, India Head for Business Enterprises till 2020. And his last assignment was with Havells India Limited as President, Business Development and Corporate Affairs from 21 to 23. It is our pleasure to have him on our board, and we look forward for his guidance and strategic insight in future. Along with Mr. Jutsi, I welcome Yosham Vardhan on the board as whole-time director. Yosham joined Aditya Vision in early 2021 as director, the strategy and corporate planning, and has played an important role in growth and expansion of our company. Prior to joining Aditya Vision, he was a partner in a leading law firm in Mumbai with over 9 years experience, where he was advising corporates on cross-border mergers and acquisitions and private equity transactions. It is with great pleasure that I announce that our company has exceeded its expectations by achieving an impressive coming to this financial. It is with great pleasure that I announce that our company has exceeded its expectations by achieving an impressive revenue growth of 47% and a PAT growth of 82% in full year FY23. With regard to Q4, the revenue generated in the months of January and February was strong, with more than 35% growth YOY. However, sales in March were affected by unseasonal rains, impacting our quarterly performance to that extent. With our such strong sales, we achieved a remarkable same-store sales growth of over 38% for financial year 23. In Q4 FY23, YOY, our PBT went up by more than 128% from 6.20 crores to 14.15 crores. But PAT was lesser YOY due to adjustment in income tax, as there was a reversal of tax in Q4 FY22 owing to restatement of quarterly numbers on implementation of Ind AS 116. So the impact was only due to income tax, our net profit. Our business has an element of seasonality, with Q1 being traditionally very strong due to vertical growth in demand of ACs, refrigerators, room coolers, and other refrigeration products. As such, as part of our business strategies, we adopt an aggressive inventory acquisition approach to avoid stock-out situations. We start stocking inventory, especially compressor products, from the beginning of Q4 itself to be well prepared for the sudden summer season demand of next year Q1. Also, at the financial year end, we get a very good deals from OEMs, which we are confident to easily liquidate in Q1. Consequently, our inventory remains at highest level at March end. Our inventory grew by 39% in FY23, which aligns with our revenue growth of 47%. And opening of 26 new stores in this period, as we had to stock additional seasonal products for new stores as well. Overall, the company had an exceptional year, delivering a stellar performance, and we remain confident that our performance in the years to come will continue in the same manner as we have been delivering in the past year. Now, I will hand over to Yosham Vardhan to discuss the financial highlights of the year. Yosham.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are thrilled to present the strong financial performance of FY23. Here is an overview of our financial results. In FY23, our revenue experienced a year-over-year increase of 47%, resulting from increase in scale of operations. We successfully maintained gross margin at 15.96%, driven by an optimal product mix. The profit after tax for the year increased by 82% and reached ₹64 crore, primarily driven by a robust YOY growth in EBITDA of 60%. As previously mentioned, our store count reached 105 in FY23. We commenced this financial year by opening 5 new stores in Bihar, Jharkhand and Uttar Pradesh, taking the overall count to 110 stores as on date. Our gross debt is 270 crore, while our net debt is 185 crore. Therefore, our net debt to EBITDA stood at 1.39x, while net debt to equity is at 1.4x. We have always been focused on generating superior ROE. The ROCE and ROE for the year were 28% and 60% respectively. We can now open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pritesh Chedda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, ma'am. For the fourth quarter, what will be the SSG? Is it fair to assume that because of the store expansion, there is no SSG in the fourth quarter?
SSG has been calculated on the entire year and not on fourth quarter.
So what will be for the fourth quarter, sir?
We'll get back to you for fourth quarter. Our IR will get back to you.
Okay. Sir, just my other question, I'm just looking at a cash flow from the inventory addition of about 84 crore versus the store expansion, if you could help us understand that. Because your PPT talks about a certain inventory number per store, and I'm just trying to correlate with that 84 crore number.
But what I already have spoken earlier, we have opened 26 new stores during this period. And there are several stores in pipeline also which are going to be just opened. And primarily, this is what I said, that for summer season, we have to stock air conditioner, refrigerators, air coolers and other refrigeration products. So we are quite high on inventory on end of the financial year, where we get good discounts also from the OEMs. So this this has led to the rise of inventory. And in fact, for new stores also, we had to keep extra inventory of compressor products.
So usually your inventory turn, year end and mid year, how will it differ, sir?
We are very high at the year end, no doubt about it, because we have already spoken about this, that it actually coincides with financial year end also. And it coincides with the beginning of summer season also. So for all OEMs, it is financial year ends at this March. So what happens that they are also very keen to give us a very good bargain. And since we are entering into very, very busy days, so we are high on inventory so that we can make most of the margins and our profits.
So your inventory turn will be what, two less than two times if I have to look at the year-end number?
In what, you are talking about the entire year?
Yeah.
No, so it will be more inventory. Days are around...
Not inventory days. I'm looking at sales upon inventory, sir.
Sales upon inventory, if you will say, then it is 80 days.
Okay, I'll take this offline. And my last question is, sir, how do you see the season panning out, sir?
Season is good. There is, of course, unseasonal rains are there. But we are confident of achieving our goals.
And what kind of top-line growth you look at in FY24?
Definitely, we will be looking towards more than 20%.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshat Mehta from Sameeksha Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Akshat.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions in this, if you can answer that. So going forward, you were saying that you were going to have around 20% revenue growth going forward. But, the store additions that you think 25 store additions per year, that is around 30%. So, I mean, can you explain, why your overall revenue growth is lower than the store addition growth itself?
No. What I said that we'll grow by 20%. It's not limited to 20%. Except we target, in fact, we have been, historically, we have been growing at a pace of around 27-28%. So, in my opinion, there is no reason why we should not achieve that, what we have done in past 10 years. Our aim will be to achieve, to stick to that. And I said that when I meant that, so minimum 20% growth has to come looking going ahead.
Okay. My second question is on, the new stores that you opened up in UP and Jharkhand. Can you give some color on how those stores are performing in whether those are similar to Bihar, the market or not? And additionally, what would be going forward the inventory, required per store or the inventory turns in those stores? If you can give some color on that.
What I could hear from Akshat is that you want to know how our stores are doing in Jharkhand and UP. And
the inventory that will be required there, inventory per store required in those stores, you know, and how is it doing compared to Bihar?
No, it's very similar to what we are having in Bihar. And since this is another state, and but our billings are all centralized from OEMs also. Inventory, you know, because as I have told you always that in a very big stores like 4,000 to 6,000 square feet stores, we are having inventory of around 3 crores. And these stores in Jharkhand, they are doing very well, let me tell you. And we have started with a very big bang in Uttar Pradesh also. And right now we have so far opened 17 stores in 14 districts of Jharkhand, and 4 stores are under construction there in 4 districts. And similarly, we have already opened 4 stores in Eastern Uttar Pradesh, which is Varanasi, and one in Jaunpur, and 10 stores are under construction.
Okay.
And inventory level is almost same as what is in Bihar, because what I have been talking about is that traditionally, culturally, seasonally also, all these states are similar in nature.
Okay. I think one more question, if I can add it. You know, you've been making your fantastic gross margins over the last 2 years, you know, of around 16%. Going forward in your PPT, you said that the stores will make around 12 to 15% margin. So is there any specific reason that you're going forward, you're guiding lower than mid? Can there be any squeeze in gross margins, or you know, these are kind of sustainable?
We always give a guidance of a range. We cannot give you the exact guidance of what margin you are going to...
So again, the range as well is 12 to 15%, whereas we are making 16% since last 2 years. So that is why, you know, even the upper end of the range is lower than what we are making currently.
That's good. I'll say that is good for the company and investors. So we are right now on the upper range of the upper band range. Our guidance will always remain between 14% and 16% of gross margin. And if we achieve 16%, we are our company is doing really very well.
Okay.
And when we present whatever guidance we gave, so the guidance has been given from historical data also.
Okay. Okay. I'll come back in future. Thank you.
Okay, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have several participants in the queue. In order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. You may rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Praveen Ranjan Sahay from Prabhudas Liladhar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Many congratulations on a good set of numbers. The first question is related to your average selling price, which is continuously increasing on a YY basis if I look at. Can you give some color on that? Is it because of a high value product you are continuously adding, or some product differentiation in the store, new stores you are expanding? Is it because of that? And what exactly the reason?
Praveen, the reason is that, in fact, I've already spoken also that actually people are shifting towards the premium product. Contrary to what people think that in this part, people will prefer the cheaper range of or model of product, that's not the reason. In this part of geography, in fact, people want to buy something, value buying is there. So they always aim to buy the best model, the premium product. Like we are having, it will be very surprising that we are selling highest numbers of 5-star rated air conditioners. Our share of entire rating in entire sale of air conditioning. So the numbers are going, average selling price is going up just because otherwise there are other, as you know, new, very easy financing has also come in. All financers are there, retail financers are there. So it has become easy for them to upgrade their product. Our customers can easily upgrade their product. So average selling price, and this is what we expect, that we'll keep on increasing our average selling price going by the trend.
So is it because of the product, this average selling price is improving largely?
No, what I said that two things, right? People are preferring premium products to lower models first, and also upgrading their purchases because of very easy financing.
Got it, sir. Got it. Second question is related to the EBITDA per store. I can see that you are aggressively adding the stores year-on-year. So if I look at from 43 stores in 20, now it's 105 stores. Even addition of the stores is quite strong. Your EBITDA per store is also continuously increasing. So even in the newer stores, you are commanding the similar kind of EBITDA on the existing what you are commanding. Is it like that, or?
I'll say that it becomes more like a basket, I'll say, because the EBITDA, of course, even if we start a new store, and as you know, we are only operating in under-penetrated markets. We are present in such markets which are very, very under-penetrated. So therefore, EBITDA margin, and we take due care that our EBITDA margin is maintained. But again, it becomes a basket of because many places our EBITDA can be lower, it can be higher at places. So it's all average EBITDA is quite satisfying.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'll come in with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devang Patel from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
So first, I wanted to compliment you for much better disclosures on the PPT this time. Sir, and my question was, you mentioned on a basket basis, our margins are very satisfactory. I just wanted a sense, if we are look at only our core market of Bihar, do you see our profitability here rising further from here on?
I don't think so that our margin is going to expand any further. But we will be striving to maintain it at the same rate.
Okay. Sir, I just wanted a clarification on the cash and bank balance. There is some restatement in the accounts. So what is our total cash and FDs put together?
Our total cash is in fact around 82 crores.
Okay. And some broad color on the 30 crore capex that is done, on what have you spent and what do you plan to spend next year?
Can you repeat it? I could not hear it clearly.
Sir, broadly on what have we done capex in FY23 and what spending do we plan to do in FY24?
Okay. In FY23, our capex has been around 22 crores, and we are expecting, actually it will depend on how many stores we are able to add, because we have been adding stores quite quickly. So looking at what is left, we are in beginning of the year, so it will be very difficult for me to give you a guidance. But it cannot be less than 12 crore, 15 crore maybe. It will all depend on how many number of stores we can add.
Okay. Sir, you mentioned earlier that broadly our margins will remain same. Are we seeing new competition enter in our core market? Are we seeing bigger players come here? What do you expect? How do you expect competition to play out?
In fact, we are not that much bothered about competition because we are confident of ourselves. We know the core market of this entire geography, like Bihar, and even Jharkhand is also very similar, and Eastern UP is also very similar, where everywhere people are aware of Aditya Vision. And in fact, it was not that competition is not there or was not there. competition was always there in all these markets. In fact, very big modern trade retailers are also present in most of the districts and towns. But despite that, this result we could come up with. So I'm not that much worried about competition. And we believe that our business model is totally different from others.
Okay, sir, I'll come back in queue. And thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, Aditya. Welcome to Aditya Vishnu.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Sinha sir, for your opening remarks. The clarifications that you have given on the accounting side, those are appreciated. Sir, aapse ek question ye tha ki physical stores to everyone has asked you. My question is on the e-commerce that you were doing, the e-com sales. Those were, I'm assuming, those must have gone up during the corona phase. How are they behaving? And are they falling versus where they were earlier? Can you disclose some numbers there?
Exact numbers I'll not be disclosing, but I can tell you one thing that, as you said yourself, rightly said that it was quite high during the pandemic, but it has come down drastically after that. Because we in this part, everybody without touch and feel, nobody is prepared to buy. And in fact, and since we are present in most of the locations, so people prefer to come to us and then buy. So I'll put it like this, that we at the same time, we are doing our e-commerce, but at the same time, our brick and mortar is closely attached to the, let's say, the heart of the people.
Right. Sir, in the coming season, how do you see the same store sales growth in Bihar, especially the old stores in Patna? Do you expect like double digit growth to happen in your like the first 10 stores that you had? Ya waha par abhi same store saturation ho gaya hai? मैं पटना की बात कर रहा हूँ सर.
मैंने ठीक आप बोल रहे हो, मतलब ये जो आप कहोगे टॉप 10 स्टोर पटना का, तो दे विल बी इन सिंगल डिजिट, दे विल नॉट क्रॉस डबल डिजिट ऑफ कोर्स इन पटना, बिकॉज ऑलरेडी दे आर वेरी वेरी मैच्योर स्टोर, मतलब एज ओल्ड एज 24 इयर्स. सो दीज आर द स्टोर्स हु आर गिविंग अस स्टिल डिलीवरिंग अ सिंगल डिजिट स्टोर ग्रोथ, बट वी डू नॉट एक्सपेक्ट देम टू गिव अस डबल डिजिट ग्रोथ.
So, sir, kitna saal lagta hai for a store to reach that maturity level that same store growth falls below 10%? Does it take like 5-6 years?
No. It's not about 10%. In fact, I'll explain it like that. In 3 years, typically in three years, every each and every store matures. So maturity means that at least now they are at a level where we can really, it can become comparable. That is same stores as growth. Otherwise, because they are, in fact, growth is very, very quick and fast during this period, in first 3 years. So, again, these all stores, whatever stores we are, let us say, having since last, I'll put it to 23, last 9 years, we are still delivering us a growth of in double digits.
Right. So, last question, and uske baad just ek suggestion hai. So, question ye hai ki you said that Jan-Feb was pretty good, March slowed down for you. But April or May kaisa raha sir? Because is period mein bhi unseasonal rains rahi hain. Can you give some idea demand aapko kaisi lag rahi hai?
It has been a dampener, no doubt about it, this unseasonal rain. It has in fact really been very disturbing. But we are doing well.
Okay. And so Bihar mein purchasing power rural areas mein is holding up, right? The demand adjusted for this unseasonal rain is still strong.
Yes. Matlab, since now we are, in fact, our geography is very vast and huge. So it's a, let us say, if there is a rain in, let us say, eastern Uttar Pradesh, but still our Jharkhand is going to go do well. Bihar will still be keep doing well. If there is a dampener, Bihar, Jharkhand does well. So since we have reached out to three states, our store distribution is quite even now, and sale is divided into regions.
Great, sir. Great, sir. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Sir, one last thing. मेरा सिर्फ एक ही अगर शिकायत का पॉइंट रहेगा तो यही रहेगा कि सर, आई हैव सीन अ लॉट ऑफ प्रमोटर सेलिंग इन द स्टॉक. देर हैव बीन लाइक मल्टीपल राउंड्स. कैन यू अश्योर अस दैट नो फर्दर सेलिंग विल हैपन? इफ देर इज गोइंग टू बी अ सेलिंग, आई वुड रिक्वेस्ट यू, सिंस यू मेंशन्ड दैट यू एम टू बी वन ऑफ द बेस्ट इन कॉर्पोरेट गवर्नेंस ऑल्सो, माई सजेशन वुड बी, कैन यू प्लीज, इफ देर इज रिक्वायरमेंट फॉर द प्रमोटर फैमिली, इफ यू कैन डिस्क्लोज इन लाइक वेल इन एडवांस कि भाई इतना बड़ा बड़ा चंक्स में देर विल बी सेलिंग बिकॉज वी नीड फंड फॉर आर ओन यूज. दैट इज परफेक्टली ओके. But suddenly out of the blue if selling happens, that is thoda sa disconcerting, especially when an article also appears questioning the accounting policies and all that. So that is my only suggestion, sir. If you can like throw some light if there are further plans to sell down your stake, or are you done for the time being?
No, I can give you my insight. And whatever selling was that has been done, it was all strategic in nature. It was not done anything to raise money for any purpose. It was done because our holding was very, we wanted to have good investors on board as well. So it was done on a strategic basis. And there is no requirement of any fund for any promoter as such. So
no further selling this?
No, what I said that it can be only a strategic sale, not disturbing any market, not disturbing the market. We don't propose anything right now. Nothing is on hand right now. But I'm trying to tell you that strategic sale to good investors can always be there.
Great, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So the good investors can always buy from the market because everyone else is doing that. But thank you very much, sir. I appreciate your answer, sir, and clarity. Thank you, sir.
Once again, actually, the stock is not that liquid. That is the problem. So, of course, if they buy from market, they will never approach us.
Right. Great, sir. Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate it. All the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varship Shah from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Our debt has constantly been increasing, so our OCF is negative. So is there any sustainable level of debt that we target? Because in the future, if ever there's a slowdown in sales, we might have a leverage might shoot up significantly, maybe a couple of years later, especially as we are expanding stores as well.
I'll say that most of the debt, almost 90% of debt, is in form of short-term working capital. So, as you know, working capital usage is dependent on your inventory, for the purpose of inventory. So I don't foresee anything as such because long-term debt is very, very, very small and limited in nature in our balance sheet. And working capital need, whenever it is, when we are opening stores, not raising capital, then we'll have to take the recourse to working capital loans from banks. And these are very temporary and very, in fact, short-term loans. It all depends on it. Actually, when you see it on the balance sheet, you may be finding it that we have utilized that much. But maybe most of the time, utilization is very less because these are all cash credit limits.
All right. And for this phenomenal growth, you say, I mean, we have a unique model, but what stops a competitor like, say, Croma or Reliance Retail from also following a similar model? So the point being, is our growth coming more from gain from mom and pop stores, or because the market is growing that strongly in Bihar and UP and Jharkhand?
I said it's not on cost of mom and pop, because mom and pop, in this sector, there are very few mom and pop stores. And that too, these are located in very, very small block levels and very, very small, I'll say, tehsils and towns and all that. So yeah, in fact, our growth model is definitely driven by the demand, surge in demand. When I always say that these markets are very, very under-penetrated. If you see in our investor presentation, you'll find it that it's one of the lowest penetration is there in Bihar or in Jharkhand or Eastern UP. When you compare from entire UP, you'll find that Eastern UP enjoys similar penetration level as of Bihar. And population is huge. Bihar is the third most populous state of entire India. Similarly, Eastern UP is as big as Bihar in population. So these are driving the demand. And the big modern retailers, they were present from since many years in Patna, or let us say nearby towns, nearby district headquarters. But then we are very strong. We are son of the, we believe in concept of son of the soil. Our way of handling our customers are different. Our model is different. So we don't think that it is on cost of any, because market expanding, no doubt about it.
All right, sir. Thank you for taking my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Prasad from VP Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Vishal Prasad, the line for you has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Am I audible, sir?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, there was some problem. So, Yashovardhan ji, it's really nice to see a company from Patna doing so good.
Thank you, sir.
How much is the revenue from our top five stores?
Top five, we can get back to you after some time. We do not disclose our store-wise sale. Because of obvious reasons.
Right. I'll try to get it offline, sir. Thank you. And, sir, second question. So I visited few of our stores and I saw televisions costing 5 to 12 lakhs.
Right.
India is a cash-driven market and Bihar more so. So if someone comes and wants to buy a 12 lakh television by paying cash, do we entertain these customers?
No. How can we entertain? When it's mandatory for us, above 2 lakh, we cannot take anything in cash. So they get it financed, they get it through, they send it money in the bank through RTGS and other things.
Okay.
Above 2 lakh, we cannot, our billing system is locked. We cannot, in fact, bill for more than 2 lakh in cash.
Okay. So, sir, I understand that we have never closed a store. This is quite unusual for our industry. Would it be possible for you to talk about what has helped us achieve 100% success rates with our stores?
I'll put it like this, that there are two things. One is that we have been fortifying our place also, what I've already told in my opening remarks. We have been fortifying our place in markets where we find that business is there, and we do not give any space to any competitor in that sense. Hello.
Sir, we can hear you. You can go ahead.
In fact, we have never closed any store because of our really matlab, locations are selected very, very diligently. And there are, as I told earlier also, the demand is very high. Demand is very high here. And demand is growing also in that rapid way. So maybe our selection of places, territories, these are mean very good. And plus, these are under-penetrated markets. So in fact, it is a really very satisfying and a wonderful, in fact, feeling that we have not closed a single store since inception.
Sir, I'll take an example. I visited long back your Kularia House store. I think probably it was 2015-16. And at that time, Kankar Bagh used to do pretty good and Kularia House was not doing so good. So my question to you would be, you must have come across a scenario where a certain store doesn't work as per our expectation. Since we have not closed any of our stores, we must have taken some corrective measures which helps us increase our sales from that particular store. Could you talk about our approach of turning around the store and maybe with a specific example?
I can tell you, Madhav, this is very simple in that way that yes, all stores cannot perform equally. But we also know that store has to be profitable. Then only there is viability is also very much needed. So what we do is, if supposing some store have not really coming up well, then we focus more on those stores. And focusing on a main thing will be human resources, biggest thing I'll say. But we understand that human resources is most important thing. We give them training, what is going wrong. We station our experienced people there. We put in a very experienced manager there to see why they are not performing that well. And it has always paid off. Like right now, Kularia is doing very well. If you, what you said that 16, you said that Kularia, you thought that Kularia was not doing as well as Kankar Bagh. So now it will never do as well as Kankar Bagh. But Kularia in itself, they have improved a lot. They have given a very good growth in sales.
Right, sir. And sir, last question. Till now, most of the senior management recruitment has been done within the promoter group and relatives of promoters. So we are growing very aggressively and we are doing pretty good. So could you share your thoughts on building our senior level leadership by inducting professionals?
When we feel that requirement is there, then we are going to look into that. And we will not rule out, but when it will be really needed, we are going to do that.
So what's the role distribution between you and your daughters? Both of them are on board and working pretty closely with you.
You are aware that I'm the chairman. I take the overall decision making and policy making and everything. And there is Nishant Prabhakar also, who looks after operations. He's the director, whole time director. And now Yosam has also joined the board to further strengthen it.
Right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we request you to please restrict your questions to one question per participant. The next question comes from the line of Karmila from Rajmahal Investments. Please go ahead. Karmila, the line for you has been unmuted. Please proceed with your question. As there is no response from the current participant in the queue, we will proceed with the next question, which will be from the line of Ankush Agarwal from Surge Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, sir.
Yeah. So just one clarification on the accounting. So all the suggestions provided by Grant Thornton, have they been implemented or we could expect some more reclassification in the coming quarter?
No, all have been implemented in financial year 23.
Okay. So, sir, any thought on, upgrading our accounting and auditing firm to more like something like a Big Four or Big Five, because now we are going and we have now become a multi-state company as well. Any thought on that?
Yes, sir. These things are always in our mind, and we'll take appropriate decisions as and when it is required.
Okay, but nothing at the moment is your point.
I said that we are looking at all options and we'll take an appropriate decision at the right time.
Okay. That was all. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishna Kansara from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, my first question is regarding demand. So recently there have been news flow regarding softening demand in the AC segment across India. So how are you seeing the demand in AC panning out on ground level? What kind of issues are you facing currently?
You mean to say that demand is coming down of AC, what you said? Can you speak clearly? You were not very much audible.
Yes, sir. I was asking about the softening demand in the AC segment. I just wanted to know your views on that.
I won't say that there is any softening of demand in AC. What I'll say that, yes, unseasonal rain, when in fact peak summer is there, unseasonal rain comes, and it definitely dampens the spirit of buying compressors. But even then, it is where we believe that it will, if rains have come in March, we are going to get extended summer in this beyond June this year. So we are quite confident of achieving our targets set for AC. And for that, we are doing, we take into account every aspect in that regard. Demand enablers schemes also, like we give cash backs, or like there is a very good exchange policy, we give pre-installation. So we keep on coming with very easy finance terms and all that. So these are our sales enablers, and which is going to give us results.
Okay, sir, got it.
Actually, what I mean to say, demand for AC has not come down. Maybe some unseasonal rains or some seasonal reason can be there. But we try to cope up with these unseasonal rains, or let us say weather also, through schemes like financers, cashback, pre-installation, comprehensive warranty, very good exchange. So these are, and in fact, all OEMs also, they support us.
Okay, sir. Sir, my next question is on the advertisement part. So because we are entering new geographies currently, how much was our advertisement cost in this quarter? And also, sir, for the full year FY23?
Full year FY23, our cost of advertisement, in fact,
it would be in details.
It is around 0.8% of our sales. Hello?
Okay, so 0.8% of your sales?
Around.
Hello? Hello?
0.8%, which in fact 0.8 to 1% of the sales, we are aiming to have it in future also.
Okay, 0.8, right, sir?
In fact, 0.8 to 1%.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt, ma'am. We request you to please return to the queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Chirag Fialoke from Sri Ratnatraya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, Mr. Sinha, Yosham. Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations on the continued execution. Very happy to see how things are shaping up. Congratulations. Heartiest congratulations from our side, sir. Just one question. I wanted to know a little bit more about the new stores that we are opening. And Sinha sir, it will be very helpful if you can compare some of the new stores with our existing old Bihar stores on four counts. one, average store size? Two, what kind of revenue potential do you generally see? Are they similar? Three, on gross margins because of sort of difference in mix or difference in pricing strategies in the new geography, and four, on rental costs. So just to compare new and old stores on these four counts.
Size is definitely, we are now going in for bigger sizes stores compared to what we were having when you compare from the past. Secondly, revenue, of course, we are getting very good response, as I've already told you. And since it is a new store, so revenue keeps on rising month over month or even quarter over quarter or year over year. So we are getting very good response. This is one thing. What gross margins, I will say that we are in fact getting margins are something which is a, as a basket I'll say. So margin depends on where you are exactly operating and what the competitive environment you are operating that store in. So that depends on that. And it is a very much a very carefully kept secret by the management, see how they operate as far as margins are concerned. Lastly, you asked for rentals. So rentals are definitely going high, and wherever we are going, we are getting experiencing high rentals compared to what we had before in Bihar. But then over that much of period of time, our rentals are almost comparable because rents have gone up everywhere. And but still, I'll say that still I'll say that this part of India is having low rentals.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Very clear, Sunil sir. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to paucity of time, that was our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Yosham, can you please close the forum?
We trust that we have addressed all your inquiries to your satisfaction. If you have any remaining unanswered questions, please don't hesitate to contact our IR agency, Go Advisors. They will be more than happy to assist you further. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. On behalf of Nuvama Group, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.